Zebra said quickly, reaching for the hem of my coat as I stepped away from her. Killing him won't change a thing. Voronoff, I said at the top of my voice, not actually shouting it, but projecting like an actor of great renown. Voronoff, turn around and step away from the crowd. The gun gleamed in my hand, and now people began to notice it for the first time. The man who looked like Ryvich met my gaze and managed not to look too surprised, but he was not the only one who met my gaze. I had managed to get everyone's attention by now, and those who were not trying to read my expression were fixated by the gun. If the hunt was as endemic amongst canopy dwellers as I had been led to believe, many of these people would have seen and handled weapons of far greater potency than the pistol I hefted now, but never in a place as public as this. Never with such crass vulgarity. Judging by the looks of shock and bewilderment and revulsion I saw, I might as well have been pissing on the ornamental lawn which fringed the koi pond. "Maybe you didn't hear me, Voronoff." I sounded sweetly reasonable to my own ears. "I know who you are and what this is all about. If you know anything about me, you'll also know that I'm fully capable of using this." I had the gun aimed in his direction now, double-handed stance with my feet slightly spread. "Drop it, Mirabel." It was not a voice I had heard recently, nor had it come from the crowd. I felt a touch of soft, metallic cold against the nape of my neck. "Are you deaf? I said drop the piece. Do it fast, or your head'll be following it down." I started lowering the piece, but that wasn't good enough for the speaker standing behind me. He increased the pressure against my neck in a manner which strongly suggested it would be in my best interest to let the gun drop. I did. "You," the man said, evidently addressing Zebra, "kick the gun to me, and don't even think about trying anything creative." She did as she was told. I saw a hand reach out in my peripheral vision and snatch the gun from the ground. The pressure of the weapon against my neck changed slightly as the man knelt. But he was good. I could tell that. So, like Zebra, I wasn't tempted to even think about trying anything creative. That was good, because I was all out of creativity. "Voronoff, you fool," said the voice. "Look what you nearly got us into." And then I heard clicking sounds as the gun was inspected, followed by a tut of amusement from the hidden speaker, whose voice I almost recognized. "It's empty. The damn thing was empty all along." "News to me," I said. "I did it," Zebra said, shrugging. "You can't blame me, can you? I had a feeling you might end up pointing it at me, so I just took a precaution." "Next time, don't bother," I said. "Not that it exactly mattered," Zebra said, doing a poor job of masking her annoyance. "You never even tried to fire the fucking thing, Tanner." I angled my eyes upwards, as if I was trying to look behind my own head. "Are you involved with this clown?" That got me an acute stabbing pain between the ears. The man said, projecting his voice out to the people who were staring at us, "All right, this is canopy security. The situation is under control." I saw a flash of identity in my peripheral vision, a leather-bound card embossed with scrolling data which he waved at the crowd. It seemed to have the desired effect. About half the people drifted away, and the others tried to pretend that they had never really been interested in what was going on. The pressure eased, and the man sidled around to my front, pulling up a seat for himself. Voronoff had also joined us, the exact facsimile of Ryvich disporting himself opposite me, with a scowl of displeasure written across his face. "Sorry for spoiling your little game."